Our city's in a much better place than it was. I personally am in a much better place than I was. I was hoping that our accomplishments would speak louder than some of the media has and that my private life has. Unfortunately, that's not the case tonight. Our city's in good hands. We have a staff of leaders in our city that are second to none. We've got a team that we've built that knows how to run this city. We've got a chief administrative officer named Jim Imodio that I have 100% faith in, that the city will continue to move forward. My life goes on. Obviously, I'm not delighted about this tonight, but I will wake up tomorrow morning and my life will continue. So, you know, it is what it is, and I have nothing to be ashamed of. One thing I can say, and this is a message to everybody out there, you folks in the media and people in general. When people have personal issues, when people have issues they need to deal with, they shouldn't be ostracized. They shouldn't be shamed. They shouldn't be told, go away and get shiny and come back. People can get sober and do their jobs at the same time.
Bob Ryan may not be the mayor tomorrow, but we are winners tonight because Bob Ryan stood up for what was right, and Bob Ryan always did the next right thing, and Bob Ryan can walk away being proud, and I'm very proud of him.
How do I go forward? Well, for all you folks out there, if you want a person that never gives up, is an exemplary employee, I'll be available. Keep that in mind.
Is there anything you wish you would have done differently?
No, there's nothing I wish I would have done differently. I've never been a very good politician. I've always stated what I believe. I've never tried to play both sides of the coin. I say it the way it is. I wish more people would do that. I take stands on issues. I let you know what I think, whether it's popular or not. I will always do that. I fight for what I believe in. You know, there's one thing. When I had this personal incident back in July, I had a lot of people tell me, they said, why don't you just go away? Why don't you just go away, get yourself better, and come back? It's kind of like we used to treat teenage girls back in the 50s, where they'd have an issue, and they'd send them away, and then they'd come back all nice and shiny.